This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. Power Talk with Lukhon Amguni. Weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Power 98.7.
Indeed, 23 minutes past 10. Let's go to KwaZulu-Natal and talk to the Provincial Secretary of the ANC, Mdumiseni Ntuli. We did see the Deputy President campaigning out there, Mahlabatini, is it? Lady Smith, that was. And he made some promises that indeed those people who are aggrieved, he said all disputes that have been resolved, they will be attended to immediately after the election, and anyone who will be found on the wrong side will be disciplined. So there's no one who is going to dodge that process. If the people say we want this leader, we must listen to our people. Mdumiseni Ntuli, good morning to you.
Good morning, Lukhona. Good morning to the listeners of Power FM, and thank you very much for having us on the program.
No, thank you so much, Mpemba. As Provincial Secretary, it seems as if this one falls squarely into your office. What are some of the challenges you encountered during the councillor candidate nomination process?
Yes, you're quite correct. And I think this emanates from the message that was conveyed by Deputy President Mabuza when we were campaigning over this weekend. We have had few areas in the province where there were disputes relating to the selection process. Some of them would find them in Ethekwini, in Josakhume, the region where the Deputy President was campaigning, and elsewhere in the province. And these are essentially disputes, some of which were considered by the provincial list committee, others have not yet been dealt with by it, and others, those that were dealt with by the PLC, are now pending a finalization by the electoral committee led by Comrade Khalema Mtlante. So the central message that was adopted by the National Executive Committee was that we were no longer in a position to conclude all of these appeals. We have to accept that the candidates we have at this stage are the best candidates for the African National Congress. And once we're done with the elections, the work will then continue to ensure that where there were outstanding disputes, such disputes are considered in order to ensure that a final decision is taken. Of course, a final decision may say, yes, indeed, the registered candidate was the correct one and we won the vote, let's all celebrate and move ahead. Or else it might say, no, what we've discovered is that this person that we successfully retain a ward with should not essentially have been the one who's chosen by in terms of the outcome of the selection process. And in those cases, it's inevitable that we will have to go back and rerun that process so that we have the correct candidate as chosen by our people.
But Mpemba, to be fair on you guys, this has been a challenge faced by the ANC as far back as 2011, and you've been trying to come up with new inventions, an electoral college, now the Mutlante process. We did see those many years back, the NEC tasking Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma to actually look into these issues on behalf of the organization, and that led to some councillors who had been successful in their wards being asked to resign and triggering by-elections in those wards. Surely, 10 years later, you ought to be on top of things, because you also know very well that this can lead to violence in some instances where the aggrieved people target a councillor candidate to a point of killing them.
Well, you're quite correct. I mean, we learn as we move ahead. In the past 10 years, between 2011 and 2021, the processes were quite different in a sense that the ANC membership had a final say on who becomes a candidate of the ANC in each and every ward, which resulted to many disputes that, as you pointed out, some of them were investigated by what is popularly known as the Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma Commission in the ANC. But we responded to that challenge in 2016. I mean, in our own case, in KZN, for 3 wards, for instance, in Ethekwini, where we had to ask our councillors to resign so that the right candidates would be re-elected and would go to a by-election. Now, in 2021, we've amended that now. I think there's a great deal of improvement in the sense that we now have an ANC process recommending to the community, and the community making a final decision. That is why, in our case, out of 901 wards where we are contesting, probably you will find that the real disputes, which may result in changes, will not be more than 10 councillors in the totality of our province. In our own view, that has greatly improved the way in which we're managing our processes. It has also averted to a very large extent simmering tensions that we've experienced in the past elections, some of which may have resulted into comrades physically fighting one another and killings that have taken place, some of which could be associated with processes of the ANC.
Mpemba,
I think in 2021, we're much more better than where we were in 2016 as well as in 2011.
I suppose we will get the scale of the issue once those processes are underway and we see how many people might be asked to resign. Just quickly, Ndabezita called earlier when he found out that I was going to be talking to you. Just some clarity on Dr. Ntuthuko Mahlaba and whether or not his step aside is still in effect. I seem to have heard that, you know, it might have been revoked and he's back into political party activities. This question arises in the sense that those who have stepped aside generally have not been seen on the campaign trail.
Yes, I mean, the stepping aside of Comrade Ntuthuko Mahlaba has not been reviewed. He is still a stepping aside. I was made aware as well over this weekend that he participated in some of our campaigns somewhere else. I haven't had an opportunity to talk to the regional leadership, including him, but in terms of the ANC position, he is still expected to be away from the ANC activities, in line with the decision of the National Executive Committee.
And that should be to say he ought not to have appeared in public campaigning on behalf of the ANC.
That's correct. And that is why I am saying that we will have to get an explanation as an organization, what had happened, which might have led to him participating in the activities of the ANC, which in essence, he was not supposed to be involved in.
We will definitely follow up on this one, Mpemba, because there are views in KZN at least that, you know, Mahlaba gets preferential treatment because of his dominance in that area of Newcastle where he was mayor at.
Well, I don't know whether those views really will be holding, in a sense that, you know, that when we submitted the list of candidates, we removed many candidates, including Comrade Mahlaba now. And we directed him to step down as well as the chairperson of, to step aside as chairperson of the ANC in the region. So now, if anyone would say he holds sway in a certain way because of the fact that he's a regional chair of the ANC, I think it would be difficult to sustain that if you compare it with the actual reality in terms of what the ANC has done in relation to his mate. But yes, we can see what we can hear those views and understand where do they originate from.
Mpemba, always a pleasure. Thank you for your time this morning.
Much appreciated, my brother.
Okay. Dumisani Ntuli, Provincial Secretary of the ANC in KwaZulu-Natal. Power News Headlines with Katlego Legoti.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.